the Southern Department of Education's Matric Revision Sessions.
This lesson is brought to you by Gauteng Department of Education.
Hello, I'm Strini Naika, Provincial Coordinator for English Home Language in Gauteng Province. In this lesson, we are going to look at English Home Language Paper 3 content, that is, Section A, Creative Writing Essays. We will focus on the following: exam requirements, common errors made by learners, different essay types, and how to interpret the rubric. For the purpose of this lesson, I will make reference to the 2019 NSC exam paper. Firstly, it is very important to understand the importance of the essay writing skills that you've been taught thus far. In English Home Language Paper 3, this question paper is made up of 100 marks, 50 marks for the essay and 50 marks for the transactional. This is a paper that can either determine how well your overall English mark is going to be or whether you are not going to perform at an acceptable level. Generally, the marks obtained by learners in this paper far supersedes the marks obtained in English papers 1 and 2. Firstly, let us look at the essays. What is an essay? An essay is an extended piece of writing in which a writer expresses his or her point of view on the topic given. Now, if you're doing narrative, it's obviously going to be a little different because you are writing a story and it is based on experiences, either personal or the experiences of others. Here you need to focus on your own life and your experiences, where you can use interesting descriptions. You must tell your own stories, and that is a mark of originality, which is appreciated by the people who mark these scripts. Rather than telling stories that have been told before, if you focus on your own personal lives and write from your own personal experience, that is much more meaningful, and it could get you a better mark. So you must write something real about yourself and focus on your life. Remember that the essay consists of 50 marks, and this is quite a bit. So you need to actually prepare yourself very well in order to obtain as many marks as possible. And this will help you to pass English home language. Let us now look at a few other aspects. Some of the common errors that have been noted by chief markers at the marking centers and internal moderators. And this will give us a good guide as to what we should avoid. So when we practice our creative writing in our schools, at home as well, we'd be able to make sure that we eradicate these errors. And in that way, we will be able to perform much better and produce much essays of very high quality. So please take note of some of these errors that I'm going to explain to you now and why we need to avoid them. Firstly, we're looking at responses. Some of these responses for essay writing were very pedestrian and very literal. By pedestrian, I mean it's very dull, it's very tedious, it's monotonous. In simple terms, it can be very boring. Now, that's not something you'd like to do to somebody who's going to be marking your essay. So, obviously, you need to be creative and think out of the box. You need to be original in the choice of your topic and in the way in which you express yourself and in terms of the content that you're going to write about. You must find deeper meanings in the topics. You know, the topics are interpreted in a very superficial manner, in a very literal manner. Now, when I say literal, it means that it's like not much thought has been given into the content of your essay. So you got to prod and look deeper for deeper meaning. So, you know, topics have either a literal and a figurative meaning. What can you gauge from a particular topic? What could be the other meanings of the topic? You know, you must remember that many learners choose similar topics and may have similar ideas. You've got to look at originality. How are your ideas going to be different from someone else's? So that's an important aspect to look at. Planning as well has been seen as a problem. Learners don't plan properly. Now, You are given 2.5 hours to complete the paper and approximately 18 minutes to complete Section A, which is the essay. Now, you've got to plan your essay during this time, do a draft, and do a final copy. So, if you are not prepared, if you don't practice, it is not going to happen. So, it is essential that proper planning will produce a better effort. Also, what has been noticed is that there's very poor time management and that learners spend a lot of time on question one, which is the essay, and this is the first part of question two, and do not have enough time to complete the last question adequately. There's still too many candidates who do not complete the paper. That's because too much of time is spent on completing the essay, which is for 50 marks. Sometimes learners have made very poor choices. You know, the first topic that comes to mind is the first topic they choose to write on. And sometimes you go off the topic because you've misinterpreted it. Now, you need to make sure that you respond to every aspect of a question. Now, I'm looking at the 2019 exam paper, question 1.4. So it is advisable, you know, to look at all past year papers, but more especially the most recent ones, like the one I'm referring to at this point in time. The topic was, it was a quotation. Some of you say joy is greater than sorrow, and others say, nay, sorrow is the greater. But I say unto you, they are inseparable. Together they come, and when one sits alone with you at your board, remember that the other is asleep upon your bed. That is a quotation by Khalil Gibran. Now, when learners tackled this question, they didn't focus on the entire quotation, but chose certain aspects which suited them. As a result, the marks that they obtained were based on the certain sections that they only referred to. So that means they actually lost a lot of marks because of that. So the selection of your topic is of vital importance. So you need to remember that. So some of the recommendations that have been made, you know, by the examiners, they've suggested that learners need to practice planning properly and efficiently. Now, that's something that I'm going to emphasize during the course of this lesson. I'm going to talk about essay structure a little later on. Also, practice choosing and approaching different topics. Using past exam papers, yes, that is brilliant. That's one way in which you can improve your skills. You can sharpen your skills in essay writing. You must continue and practice the writing process. So when we talk about the writing process, there's a series of steps that we talk about here. The first one is the choice of your topic, and it must be very, very carefully chosen. Something that you understand, something that you have experienced probably in life that you can write about rather than looking at somebody else's experiences. So here there's a lot of planning. Then you've got to do a draft. You've got to revise that draft. Then you've got to edit the draft, proofread it, and then present it. Now, this is what you normally do at school level because you've got all the time. However, when it comes to an exam situation, you don't have the luxury of time. As I said, you only have 18 minutes to complete this entire task and present a final copy, which is going to be marked. The draft is not really marked. So sometimes learners spend too much of time on the drafts and do not complete the final copy. This is because too much time is spent on literature, which is paper 2, or language and comprehension, which is paper 1. There's a need to devote more time to essay writing, as this will guarantee you a much better mark if we practice our skills more often. We need to pay attention to the following as well. Language structures and conventions. We must pay attention to sentence construction, concord, tenses. We must avoid redundancy and other basic language skills, which could enhance writing. There's also a need to focus on the structure of the essay, and that's something I'm going to look at in more detail in a short while. We should not just try and string together a whole lot of difficult words because they sound good. These words must have meaning. Rather, be more simple. Simplicity is the key. And you'll be able to get more meaning, get your message across much easier if you are simple. So there's no need for verbosity, which is the use of difficult words because they sound good. But if you do want to use difficult words and phrases and nice adjectives, it's good to use it in context. It must make sense. Okay, if writing is not your strength, and it's not everybody's strength. Some people are good at speaking. Some people are good at listening. And not everybody is a competent writer. It is a skill that has to be developed over a number of years. It takes a lot of practice, it takes a lot of time and effort. And if you read often, if you are a good reader, if you watch the news and stay updated in terms of current affairs, and then you are more knowledgeable. And that is when you will see that you'll be able to write much more, especially in terms of essays that require evidence. Okay, so now I'm going to focus on the essay. If you look at the requirements for writing the essay, it must be written in between 400 to 450 words. Wow, that's a lot, hey? And to write it within such a short period of time. But that is why we start early by giving you these instructions so you can practice for your June examination and your prelim exam before the final. So you've got two examinations in which you can practice. So, as I mentioned earlier, the choice of the topic is absolutely important because that's going to determine what interest you're going to generate in your writer. Now, every essay has got a structure, so I'm going to give you a generic one that you can apply to different types of essays. But we will look at it in more detail when we look at the different genres or the different types of essays. So, every essay has got an introduction, a body, and a conclusion. If you look at the introduction, and that is a crucial element because it either makes or breaks your essay. It either gets the attention of your reader or turns them away. So the introduction should catch the reader's attention. It must be striking and entice the reader to continue reading. It's very similar to an advertisement. You know, when you're looking at an advertisement, it must attract your attention. Then you become interested in reading the fine print. So people use a lot of color in advertisements and they use different font sizes and styles. But you can't do that in writing essays because it is a very formal piece of writing. But it's the choice of words that can lead to you gaining the attention of your reader. Remember, the person who's reading it is the one who's going to assess it. This is the one who's going to give you the marks. And how they determine the marks is something that I'm going to let you into a little secret a bit later on when we talk about the rubrics. The next part of the essay is the body. The body is divided into a number of paragraphs. These paragraphs should be, the content of these paragraphs will be linked to your introduction. It will follow on from what you have stated initially. So the body comprises the full content of the essay. It must be divided into paragraphs, each of which must have a main idea with supporting details. Now, this would be applied more when it comes to your discursive essay, where you discuss, or your argumentative, where you have to state your point of view and then you support it with evidence. But in a narrative essay, you have a topic sentence and then you develop your ideas based on the topic sentence. But it must all be linked to the topic. Do not forget about that. That is so crucial that some people tend to forget about the topic and deviate and drift. And as a result, they go totally off the topic and fail this task. And then you have the conclusion. The purpose of the conclusion is to round off your essay. This should effectively tie up all the loose ends that has been presented during the course of your essay. So there are different genres or different types of writing which you should be familiar with. Essay writing skills have been taught to you from primary school to high school level. So you've had lots of time to practice and to actually understand where your strengths lie. Are you good at telling stories? Are you a good narrator? Are you good at describing things? Do you have a good vocabulary? Or can you debate with confidence using evidence? Are you well-read? Are you knowledgeable? So these are the different genres or types of essays that you will come across even in your exam papers. So the narrative, where you tell a story, the descriptive, where you describe, or a combination of narrative and descriptive, which is called a narrative descriptive essay. We also get something called reflective, where you reflect on when you look back to some incident in the past, and probably you made some mistakes, and then you recall these mistakes, and now that you have grown older, probably you will say, ah, you know what, this is what I should have done, or this is what I have done wrong. These are the mistakes I've learned from. So that's reflective. And then discursive basically talks about, it's a discussion where you are objective. That means you're not taking sides. You're giving the pros and the cons of a particular topic. However, when it comes to the argument, that's where, you know, if you are good in debating issues, like many of you debate issues all the time, you constantly talk to your friends and try and prove that what you are saying is correct, what is right. Typical example in our country is the love for football. Which is a better team, Kaizer Chiefs or Orlando Pirates? And there you can't just say one team is better than the other without providing evidence about their successes. Okay, the number of trophies that they won, the number of players that has made the national team, the number of players that have gone to win international accolades as well. So that is something that requires a special skill and special knowledge as well. So the first step, you know, is brainstorming the topic. And that is something that sometimes people or learners tend to rush over because they feel that there's no marks allocated to it. But if you look at the rubric later on, you will see that you are given credit for brainstorming your topic. So the introduction, as we mentioned, is one of the most important aspects because it attracts the reader's attention. The main idea, yes, main idea. You will have different main ideas in different paragraphs, and then you'll have a conclusion which should be thought-provoking and leave the reader with a lasting impression of your work. Now, one of the tips I'd like to give to you is to use highlighters or use a different colored pen when you are reading your questions in the question paper. Now, this is where you need to highlight what is required of the question so you don't forget anything. Any aspect is not left out. As I referred you to the long quotation in question 1.4 earlier on, there you take your highlighter and you highlight the key aspects that you need to focus on in your essay. All right, so coming back to more tips on the essay types that I'm going to focus on, the first one is the narrative. Here we talk about a story or tells about a past event. It does not have to be a true story or based on your life experience. It can be written from any perspective. However, I did mention earlier on that it is more meaningful when you write from your own personal experience. That means the person who's marking it can, you know, this experience can resonate with them. They can actually identify with your experience. And as a result, they will be hooked on to what you are saying. Think of some experience, you know, that is unique, that's different, that's original, and that is the key. These are some of possible topics which I'd like you to practice at home. I'm going to give you three topics, okay, on narrative writing. And you've got to practice based on all the skills that I've mentioned. The first topic is the last time I saw them. The second one is just called hashtag. But now it's just hashtag. You've got to add more to that. So look at all the popular hashtags, things that have been around in the past, like fees must fall or hashtag stop the virus. So yeah, you are free to write about whatever you'd like to write about and just create a hashtag. You can't just write the term hashtag and write about the meaning of a hashtag. So it has to be more meaningful. Hidden away at the back of a drawer. So these are three topics. Look at all the methods that I've suggested to you in drafting the topic, the choice of a topic. Then you will consider the following. The story must have a strong storyline and be convincing. A narrative essay is usually written in the past tense. Please remember that. The introductory paragraph should capture the reader's attention. It must be have an unusually interesting ending. There must be a twist in the tale. You know, it must be an unexpected ending, something that the reader didn't even think about. It must not be predictable. It must be unpredictable. It must be mysterious. So throughout the essay, you create suspense. You don't give away the end of your story in your introduction. Okay, you build up the person's expectations and interest, and this would urge them to want to read on. And as they read on, they become more interested because you have kept them in suspense. I'll give you an example, okay? So here's an example of an introduction on the following topic. Suddenly, there was absolute silence. Now, that is a topic. I don't want you to state the obvious. Please remember that the people who mark the essays are experienced, okay? So you've got to actually give them something to think about. Don't state everything in your essay. They must be left with things to think about. For example, you don't have to start your essay by saying it was a cold, stormy night. Now, that is a very boring way of beginning any essay. And we find that is so common where people lack this originality. But rather than stating the obvious by saying it was a cold, stormy night, we can do it differently. Okay? We can show and not tell. Okay, let's see how this works. The thunder was screaming in a gruesome voice. The rain was pouring like a waterfall onto the windowsill. As usual, I was alone, scared. So there's the implication. It was a stormy night. There was thunder. It was screaming in a gruesome voice. There's personification. You're using figurative language. That's original. And the rain was pouring like a waterfall. There is simile. So you will see that kind of an introduction is more effective than one that is stated very plainly. So do not state the obvious. Show, don't tell. Okay, another example would be like when you were afraid of something. Instead of just saying, I was so afraid, or it was very hot. So you can actually say, perspiration trickled down my forehead as I trudged my weary way up the hill. So that is a different way of saying that you're afraid and it was very hot. Don't just tell, but show it. So in your descriptive essay, which is a very challenging genre to write on, as I said, you must have vocabulary firstly in order to attempt a descriptive essay. But you can combine it with the narrative, and then that'll make it much more interesting. So it's a combined narrative-descriptive essay. You can use figures of speech, you can use adjectives, you describe people, you describe situations, places, experiences. You know what, you describe images here. So this here requires a lot of practice as well. So there are certain things you can consider here. The writer should create a picture in words using adjectives and adverbs. It is usually written in the present or past tense. The choice of words, which we call diction, is absolutely important. Choosing the most appropriate words in context. Here you can use images of sight, sound, hearing, taste, and touch. Figures of speech. I'll give you an example, okay? So here's an example. It's called the Karoo. A vast expanse of scorched sand, small bushes, trees covered by dust. A dome of rich blue governed by the fierce ball of fire. Then dipping slowly downwards to meet the sand on the horizon. Lifeless, you would think. Think again. The Karoo has a life of its own. You'll see the short sentences here. The use of punctuation as well enhances the suspense. It creates the suspense which wants to make anyone want to read on. The next aspect is a reflective essay. Okay, as I mentioned earlier on, you are thinking about what you have done in the past and perhaps you could have done it better. So that is the reflective. Okay, it's very closely linked to narrative because you're actually telling a retelling story based on some experience that you had before. So a reflective essay is subjective. That means you're bringing in your own personal thoughts and ideas. It's about how you feel about something. So feelings and emotions play a major role. And the ideas, thoughts, or feelings expressed should reveal sincerity and personal involvement. The next type of essay is the argumentative one. As I also indicated, that it's a debate where you have to express your opinions based on your knowledge, based on evidence, based on data, statistics. That's how you will win a debate. That's how you will win an argument, if you are knowledgeable about that. A typical topic would be, teenagers are not really rebellious, they are just misunderstood. So, there's no one particular side to this topic, there are two sides really. So you've got to look at both sides and you've got to choose which side you fall on. And then, once you have chosen a side, you must continue to explain the reasons for your choice in your essay, providing evidence and examples and statistics and data. Some points to keep in mind here. The essay should start with the writer's view of the topic in an original and striking way. The writer should give a range of arguments to support and substantiate his or her view. You must have very strong opinions, which you will express. You must be very persuasive, and some persuasive techniques would include repetition, using strong adjectives for emphasis, and there must be a logical flow of ideas. There's no need to be rude or to criticize other people's views and opinions. Stick to what you believe in and motivate the reasons for your choice. Your conclusion should be strong, clear, and convincing. The final essay is the discursive one. Here again, it's a balanced view. You provide both sides of the argument. You've got to be objective here. That means you're not taking any particular side. It is only in the conclusion that you can actually mention your standpoint. But throughout the essay, you will provide a balanced argument of both sides. Possible topics that you need to practice. You could choose one of these. For example, giving children pocket money as a reward for hard work builds character. Or your future is not created by others, but by yourself. Freedom of choice has both advantages and disadvantages. So you'll notice that this is a very factual task. You've got to express your arguments in a very calm and well-reasoned and well-supported way. The tone as well must not be emotional, it must be unemotional. And you can give an indication of your opinion at the end. Coming to the final aspect, which is the rubric. Now, this is very important. A rubric is basically a guide for the marker as to how they will assess your piece of writing. Now, I'm sure all of you would like to obtain a very high mark, is out of 50. However, this is how it's broken down. For content and planning, there's 30 marks, and that's 60%. Right? Then, the next aspect is the language, style, and editing, which makes up 15 marks or 30%. And finally, the structure, which consists of 5 marks and 10%. Now, I'm not going to go through the entire rubric, but just to give you an idea as to what constitutes an exceptional essay. Now, this is where you should be striving. You should be striving to obtain a mark in this category. So, content planning. If your essay is exceptional, that means these are the descriptors. It is beyond normal expectations. It is outstanding. It is intelligent, thought-provoking. It has mature ideas. It is exceptionally well-organized and coherent and connected. Now, that is for the content and planning. For the language, the tone, register, and style and vocabulary should be highly appropriate to the audience, purpose, and context. It is exceptionally impressive. The language usage is exceptionally impressive, and it is virtually error-free. So there is room for error. We understand that you're writing this in 2.5 hours and that you will make mistakes. Sometimes it's unavoidable. We're all not perfect, but we will minimize. You need to minimize the errors that you make in your essay. And finally, the structure. It says excellent development of the topic. Exceptional detail, sentences, paragraphs, exceptionally well constructed. Now, that is what you should be aiming to achieve. But very often we find learners who don't reach that level. and their essays are inadequate. And if you look at the continent planning, the scriptures, it says, totally irrelevant response, confused and unfocused ideas, vague and repetitive. And I can go on, the list goes on. So as far as the essay, remember, you've got time constraints. You've got to ensure that you complete that essay in the guidelines that are given to you in 80 minutes. This means that you've got to work very quickly and you've got to think. You've got to make your choices, you know, in the 10 minutes reading time that you are given. Prior to you starting the examination, everyone's given 10 minutes just to read. That's where you would need to make your choices. So in conclusion, I just want to summarize some of the ideas. I just want you to remember that this is what we have covered in this section. We've focused on the exam requirements. We've looked at the common errors and the recommendations as to how you should improve. We've also focused on different essay types and how to interpret the rubric. I'd like to wish you everything of the best in preparing for this very important question, which is the essay. And hopefully, with a lot of practice, you will become perfect. Thank you very much.
This lesson was brought to you by Gauteng Department of Education.